We believe in growth and continuous learning.
We believe in educating and sharing knowledge.
We believe the body is miraculous and is able to heal with the proper nutrition and support.
And we believe the right mindset is key to your success.
I'm Amanda Golightly.
And I'm Kate McDowell. And this is Limitless Health.
Live well, naturally. Welcome to today's show. Today we are talking about stress. So when you think of stress, what comes to mind? Do you think of someone running away from that bear that everyone likes to talk about? There are so many layers to stress and what can impact our body. There's a lot of things that people don't even consider. That can come down to things such as falling asleep on the couch. It can be maybe you're not eating enough food to support your body. That's a stress. You're not getting enough sleep. This is a stress. There's so many things beyond running away from a bear, which who's really doing that these days? It's kind of a one-off, if you will. There's so many layers to stress in our lives that people just, when we ask them, what's the stress like in your life? And they're like, it's fine. When you really dive into what's going on in your life, there's a lot more than we realize. And when you finally have that awareness, how are you actually managing and handling that stress? So that's something we want to talk about today.
Yeah, stress is such an interesting topic because, like Amanda said, a lot of us have kind of grown up with a belief that stress that's to be considered really high stress is fighting for your life or running from a bear. And, you know, for our ancestors, that was a reality. That was part of life. But then for the rest of their day, they would spend a lot of time just kind of lounging and not doing a whole lot. And we're in a place today where stress comes in, we come in contact with stress and we deal with it on so many different layers and levels all throughout our days, throughout when we're sleeping, even depending on the environment that you're sleeping in, your body can be dealing with stress all of the time. And just because we've gotten to the point where we can handle it and we're able to cope with it doesn't mean that it's not a problem. So a lot of the times, when clients first come to us, that's one of the questions I ask in our assessment call when we're getting the history and we're figuring out, you know, what's actually going on in your life so that we can figure out what support you need. A question is, what's the stress like? That's what's the stress like in your career? What's the stress like at home with your family, with your kids, with your parents, if they're still in the picture? And for a lot of people, like, you can get in that sandwich generation where you have kids, but then you also have aging parents. So there's stress from both sides. There's financial stress. There's so many different things. And those are all things that we have a little bit of involvement in, or maybe control over, maybe not control over. But there's also the stresses that we don't even consider, like blue light. How much time do you spend on a device? Like Amanda and I are both on computers right now. I have two computers. You have two screens. We both have cell phones. Like these things are emitting stress for our body that our body has to deal with all of the time. Do you have a cell phone in your pocket right now? Like a lot of people do, and we don't realize that's a stress on the body. Dieting is a stress on the body. Mm-hmm. Foods in general, if your body's breaking down foods that has chemicals or has toxins or processed things in there or refined sugar, like these are all stresses that the body has to deal with. Exercise is a stress as well. Yes, it's a good one, but this is just to show you that there's things that we don't even think about that are having a stressful impact on our body. And so when a client comes to work with us and they say, oh, you know, my stress is not too bad, and we start to test the body says a totally different thing a lot of the time. And we need to start respecting stress in a sense and just kind of giving it a bit more of an understanding than just saying, oh, I can handle that. I can deal with that. It's no problem. Because we're dealing with so much more stress and it's having way more of an impact on us than most people even appreciate and understand. Yeah. So like what, Amanda, what are some symptoms or some signs you've seen that are associated with a body that's dealing with stress?
You could be fatigued if it's something that's affecting your adrenals. You could be when you may not be able to see my air quotes because the video may not make it to a platform, but if you're standing up too fast and you get dizzy, this is a sign that you've got stress in your system, like usually affecting your adrenals, as I said. If you're falling asleep on the couch at night, and then that's one big one. I know that's happened for me. If you're having digestive issues, if you are, God, I'm blanking right now on all these things.
Mean, most of those
Got the
that,
stress too.
yeah, most of those that you mentioned, so those are adrenal related things. And the
Yes, they
adrenal
are.
glands, the part of the body that produces our stress hormones, produces cortisol. But ultimately, stress can impact other areas of the body as well, especially if the adrenals are stressed out. Because a stressed out adrenal is going to lean on the thyroid and vice versa. If your thyroid is stressed out, it will lean on the adrenals because parts in the body can work together to help each other. But ultimately, when everything is under a lot of pressure and is not able to perform properly, that's when we start to really see problems show up. So, the falling asleep on the couch, the standing up and feeling like lightheaded and dizzy, any of the digestive problems that you may be dealing with, constipation and diarrhea are often a stress-related thing as well. Because if you are fighting that bear, we wouldn't fight a bear, we'd run from a bear, right? If you're running from the bear or you're trying to fight for your life, digesting your food is not a priority. You'd want to get that out of your system or hold on to it because it's not a time to like go find a bathroom and sit and take a poop. So that's not a really big priority. Producing hormones is not a big priority as well. So a lot of the times, if you're under stress for a long period of time, I know a lot of women can go through phases of their life where they have no period. And that can be connected to the body being under a lot of stress. If you're dealing with stress in your life or life isn't safe, ultimately that's what stress is doing to the body, is it's making it feel like things aren't safe. So
Interesting. I'm sorry.
it's doing all kinds of things to try and protect you. What were you going to say?
You're basically shutting down processes that are not a priority, as you said. It's no digestion. We're not producing any children because if things are that stressful, that's the last thing you want to add onto your plate to have to look after and actually even carry a child. So this could be a reason why couples have a lot of issues, or when you've I'm sure everyone's heard the story of someone who has tried all the methods to get pregnant, and then next thing is they're looking to adopt a baby. The adoption goes through, and next thing you know, she's pregnant. Stress is off, and then things come together.
Yeah, because stress, like I said, the adrenals are re responsible for producing your stress hormones, and cortisol is like if you had a lineup of dominoes that was re representing all of your hormones, stress and cortisol is like the big domino that can take out everything else. And so when stress is a really big factor and your stress hormones are constantly firing, you're not going to sleep well, and all of the other hormones are not going to function properly. So yeah, fertility can be a challenge. Periods can change as well. As I said, you could have no period for a stretch of time. You could have way worse PMS symptoms. You could have heavier periods. You could have clottier periods. There's so many things that can be a factor. And these are often areas that we look at as like, this is the problem. This is what I need to fix. The infertility is the problem. The heavy periods is the problem. The digestive issues is the problem. But we need to ask, why? Why is that happening? And that's why stress is one of the things that we like to talk about, especially in our initial consultation. And we both like to educate a bit as well too. Some people are not open to that, which is fine too. But if you're open to an understanding of what's going on in your body, you're going to be able to move forward so much better and give your body the support it needs to move forward. Because like ultimately, we can give you all kinds of supplementation and give you all kinds of things to help your system, but it's a two-way street, right? It's continuing to pour the gasoline on the fire is not gonna give you the ultimate best results. So while it's not possible for most people to remove all of the stress in your life, there is a little bit of a factor of seeing like, okay, where are some areas that I can maybe reduce my stress or help my body handle it better, right?
There's usually what we talk about, three areas of stress as well that I didn't mention at the top. Or it could be physical stress, say maybe you've gotten into an accident or you've got an injury of some sort. It could be chemical stress. We're surrounded by toxins in our environments, in the air, in the water we drink, in the food colors, dyes, things like this. And then the mental, emotional stress. So that could be if you've got family you're dealing with, elderly parents, kids. It could also be like emotional stuff if you've got that to deal with. And maybe you've got a lot of anxiety and extra layers that you're trying to handle life. And it's just, there's so many things going on that we may not even think of when it comes to stress.
Yeah. And like, what does stress do in the body as well, right? Stress in the body, as we said, it's a time where it's not a time to create another human. It's not a time to prioritize the non-essential things like digestion. And it's a time where like breakdown is going to happen because the body's going to start using reserves and we're going to lose a lot of things in terms of vitamins and minerals, mm-hmm. which is also often not considered. B vitamins are very easily depleted in a state of stress. So that's something, if you are dealing with a lot of stress, making sure you find ways either through food sources or through supplementation to try and replace some of those B vitamins is very helpful. And then also minerals. Mm-hmm. And minerals is such an important part of staying strong, of maintaining bones and maintaining like all of the structure in our body. And when we're under a lot of stress, the body's going to steal those minerals to be able to deal with the things you're dealing with. So it's a really important thing to make sure we're giving our body the support it needs. And this is where just thinking like, oh, no, stress is no big deal. I've got this. And not giving your body the backup support that it needs, eventually this is going to become a really big problem for you. Then these little symptoms, like, you know, the little bit of heartburn or the little bit of diarrhea becomes a really big deal.
Could be even headaches too, if you're tensing a lot, your shoulders are always hunched up like that. That goes into muscle tension and stress, and that affects your head. And maybe it's a headache to start with, and maybe it turns into a migraine. Who knows what? And those are awful to deal with if you are trying to deal with other things in your life, like going to work and taking care of the kids, et cetera, et cetera. It just adds to everything.
Yeah. And so ultimately, we need to respect stress and not kind of dismiss it as much as many people do. I mean, I've been guilty of that in the past too. It's like, I can get through this. It's fine. It's no big deal. But there are things that we can do to help support. And if you're having symptoms, like if you're having the symptoms that we mentioned or really any symptom, we need to figure out what's the cause. And for a lot of people, that can be stress. And that's an area that we can help you with. Because if you go to your doctor because you're having the headaches, because you're having the heartburn, because you're having the fertility issues, the solution is often like, okay, what's a medication we can give you to help suppress these symptoms? But it's not about finding the cause. It's a band-aid solution. But when we don't deal with the reason you're having the issues, this is not fixing the problem. And things are just going to continue often to get worse. Like one symptom is kind of the initial fire alarm that just continues to build and build and build when you don't deal with the reason that you're having the issues you're having. So like that was kind of my intention with sharing this with you today, was just talking about, it's not uncommon to be dealing with stress. Like if you think about your life, or you think about your family life, or you think about your day, just from start to finish, and think like, where are the areas that I'm dealing with some stress? You're not alone. A lot of people are dealing with it, but we also, you know, can give our body more support if it's causing problems for you, because ultimately we want to make sure that health is able to continue and improve, right? Mm-hmm. So you can move forward and do the things you love to do without being burdened with symptoms that keep getting worse or problems that keep showing up.
Yeah, so you can support the body by looking at ways to manage the stress as much as possible. That could be as simple as looking at some of the basics that we've talked about. Make sure you're fueling your body the way it needs to be, eating good whole foods, getting good fats in, making sure you're hydrated, especially right now. It's summertime, it's hotter out. You want to make sure you're keeping your body as hydrated as possible because we're sweating, especially if you're outside, either playing a sport or maybe your work requires that you're outside. That's something really important. And even just looking at activities that bring you joy and can give you some downtime from all the other stressful situations, whether that's being creative, painting, playing music, whatever. Maybe it's time for self and journaling, even just getting outside. Maybe you read a book outside, go for a hike. There's so many things, whatever brings you joy and you can just kind of be and notice a difference in your body, just even having that awareness, just look for little things that you know resonate for you and just take that opportunity, even if it's 5 minutes of deep breathing or whatever it is you need, just incorporate that into your daily routine.
Yeah, and sleep. That was the last one I wanted to mention. Sleep is really important. For the body to be able to reset itself properly, we need to sleep at night. Your hormones, your nervous system, and your immune system don't reset if you're not sleeping. And so we need to make sure, yes, life can be stressful at times, but if it comes between, and you know, a lot of women that I've worked with, I've been in this road in the past as well. Amanda thought I was crazy at the time. But when I was going to school, I was like, losing weight was something that I was focused on, and school was stressful and work was stressful and there was all kinds of stress. But I thought, I don't want to gain weight while I go to school. I heard of the whole like freshman 40 or whatever that the analogy is. And so I used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to study so that I'd have time to go to the gym before I went to school. And if you're one of the women who likes to skip an hour of sleep in the morning to go and work out because weight loss is a goal, or you're going through perimenopause and weight's becoming an issue, we need to prioritize sleep, because workouts are a stress on the body. Yes, they're a good stress on the body, but if you're already dealing with tons of other stresses in your life, dieting and working out are not going to be your friend, because your body is going to store food and weight around your midsection. There's a lot of cortisol receptors, which is our stress hormone, around our midsection. So if you're finding, like I said, the body is going to tell us a different story. If you feel like stress is not a problem for you, if you're dealing with weight gain, as well as any of the symptoms Amanda mentioned, so the fatigue, the irritability, the digestive problems, these are all ways your body is trying to say to you, there's something not right here. I need your support. And so sleep, as well as all the other things mentioned, getting out in nature, making sure you're eating good, healthy foods, getting lots of water. These are all really important things to prioritize. And ultimately, when we put health first and focus on that, and focus on, you know, keeping our body supported properly, the other goals that you have will come. Mm-hmm. It's just, we need to make that a priority rather than trying to force change in other areas.
Awesome. Well said. Hopefully this has brought you some value today. If you feel inclined, share it with someone who needs to hear this message. We greatly appreciate that. And once again, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode.